It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Last year, the United Way of McLean County had a big drop in donations, attracting contributions of $1.8 million. That was down from $3.5 million the previous year. Several things influenced that result and the $1.3 million drop in distributions to programs. State Farm Insurance stopped running a traditional campaign in favor of a web-driven menu of options for employee donations and matching. CEO David Taylor told GLT last spring that millennials are different in giving than prior generations, in that they give to causes they believe in with less regard to geography, sometimes nationwide instead of to community needs. Taylor joins GLT's Charlie Schlenker to explore how the United Way is adapting to this new reality with a year-round campaign and with different approaches and asking for help for the human service agencies in the community. Taylor says last spring they gave member agencies a chance to rework allocations based on where they thought the more limited dollars would do the most good.
One of the, I guess, items of feedback from agencies was flexibility. How can you be flexible to help us make the most impact in the community? And so from that, we allowed them, if they had more than one program with us, even if they were across different focus areas. So for example, education, income, health, and community strengthening are our four focus areas. If you had an agency that had a program in health and one in community strengthening, but they felt the health program was really one of the more important ones that they do and needed that money from community strengthening, the program that they had there, to go towards the health program, we allowed for that flexibility. And so at the end of the day, then we had a handful of agencies that declined the funding overall. They just didn't feel like they necessarily needed it. And so we went from 64 programs.
Wait, they said, yeah, we're okay? Yeah. You should put that money somewhere else?
Yeah, and I don't know
who did that? What agency does that?
So the regional alternative school, they had actually decided that, you know, their programs were self-sustaining and they didn't necessarily need that money from United Way anymore because the programs that we had supported, one was a credit recovery program. I can't think of the other one right off the top of my head, Charlie, but They determined, you know what, we're in good shape with these. Let that money be kind of redistributed among
for
who's
the greater
left.
For the greater
yep.
good.
And Chestnut Health Systems is another one that did the same.
Okay, so that allowed you to give a little bit of extra money to some other places. Who got the money, and which other agencies said, "Let's put all of our nickels on this program versus that program"?
Yeah, and that's a great question. You know, so in the past 2 years, we've had 64 programs and 32 agencies. We're down now to about 48 programs and 29 agencies. So we definitely had some movement among different agencies and their programs as far as what they were funding. A great example would be the Center for Human Services. So they had three different programs that were based around mental health issues, needs in the community. And Tom Barr and his group at the Center for Human Services really decided that their one program, the medical services, was the most important one of the three. So they had one that was with transitional housing, and I forget the third one right off the top of my head.
A mental health thing? Or?
Yeah, they were all related to mental health, but they just felt like that realistically the most important and critical service that they provided among the programs. And not to say that those other two weren't critical in their minds, but at the end of the day, given the amount of money that was available, they felt it was most important to put all of that money into those mental health services for those that were most in need.
David Taylor is the CEO of the United Way of McLean County. He spoke with Charlie Schlenker here on WGLT Normal. Find this interview and the rest of today's show thanks to Ryan Denham at WGLT.org. That's also where you can find the full Sound Ideas podcast. We're also curious about what you think. Get in touch using email. The address is news@WGLT.org. You can also post at facebook.com/WGLTFM or tweet about the show. Use the hashtag Sound Ideas. I'm at Mike McCurdy. We're all at WGLT News.